does a doc, you know, for example, an oncologist decide who to send to a tertiary center and who to allow surgery, you know, in a community setting?
Well, I don't think it's an issue of tertiary versus community setting. We know through the literature that there are community cancer centers out there that have just as good results.
Including
as
yours.
You guys
reported on that.
We published our data both in pancreas and gastric and in liver that our results are just as good as the comprehensive cancer centers or the full academic environments.
Yeah, except you're not a typical community hospital, I don't think.
Well, and I think that's why we need to clean that up. And, of course, that's not going to occur overnight. And that has to be educating the patients about issues. And the patients are more educated about
but
this.
But patients, referring docs, again, I'm not talking about a community center like yours. I'm talking about the average hospital in the United States.
Yeah.
What does a doc do? You got a surgeon there who seems to be competent. How do you decide which cases to allow them to operate on, which cases to send somebody else?
Yeah, we're all intelligent human beings. We know that we're dealing with patients here and not TV sets or laying asphalt outside. And so those physicians have to swallow their pride, swallow their egos, swallow maybe their referral patterns. You know, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, and say, okay, what's best for the patient here? Is the surgeon that I'm sending patients to, does he have complications? Are my patients spending 2 to 3 weeks in the hospital after hepatic resection? Are they getting a lot of blood transfusions or blood transfusions alone, which are hardly required in today's day and age?
Is there any other way for a doc to, could you find out about volume? Is there a certain number of cases?
I think patients, and they have. I mean, patients come into our center and they ask us, you know, how many cases have you done? And what are your results?
So what number of cases would you look for in an experienced surgeon?
Well, I think if you look at the literature, and a lot of this is retrospective, but around 20 or so or more cases a year for hepatic resection, I would say is a surgeon who, based on their outcomes, is going to be a safe surgeon for this.
Steve Curley made a suggestion I thought was interesting, which is to ask if they use intraoperative ultrasound.
Well, if you have to ask a surgeon if his or her, if they're using intraoperative ultrasound, you got a problem with that surgeon because intraoperative ultrasound is the standard of care.
Is that what's happening?
That's a good question. Maybe Steve has a point there. If that surgeon says he doesn't, then I tell that patient to get the heck out of that office and go somewhere else.
I mean, his thought was that a lot of times it's not used in the community practice.
And that's not standard of care, and those surgeons should not be doing hepatic resections.
We should find out about that.
Yeah. It's not a bad question to ask.